Shall we pray? Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I'll surely fail. Without him, I will be drifting like a ship without a sail. But with him, I can do all things. With him, I'd never fail. And even the stormiest ocean, in peace, perfect peace, I'd sail. Hide me behind that old rugged cross, Savior. Amen. Good afternoon, family. Yeah, it looks like family to us. We came here. I'd spoken to many of you. And what I loved out of this place is that you call each other Anna, Akka, Chitapa, Chitti, and Uncle, Auntie. That was lovely. Jay and I, we are really joyous to be here. We had met many of you on FaceTime. I'd even met Sarapati, as my children call her. Unfortunately, we couldn't meet her. I thank Reverend Chandran Light and the committee and the congregation for having invited me here. Sorry, Padre, I can't swivel around to say Thotram to you.
Okay.
Right. This is a beautiful church. I'm sorry. You are the church. This is a beautiful edifice. And I'm glad to be here. I thought we were going to sing a song earlier, my daughter and I, but I think it's going to be later, because I wanted to sing something else, but your choir master said, sing it as well. That triggered off my sermon topic. When Padre asked me to speak, I said, this is going to be my topic. Second slide. It is let go, let God. Let go of everything. And God will take action. Let go, let God. How do you say it in Tamil? Pidikkada. Kadavalta vittru. How do we understand letting go and letting God? Second slide. We sing, Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. But what we do is, we give the helm to God, but we keep trimming the sails. Look at that picture. Jesus is gently trying to move him away from the sails. We always want to be in control. But we are all car drivers. And we put God in the driving seat and say, Lord, take control of my life. But what happens is we are worried. Our hand keeps moving to the steering wheel, or our leg goes to the brake. And come on, man, it's not your wife driving. It's your master, the master of the skies. He steers the constellations. Can't he steer your life? Let go. Let God. How many of you know the story of the song that Joan and I are going to sing? Sad that we have not sung it earlier. It is well with my soul. Do you know the story behind that song? How many of you know the story? Okay, only one person. For the sake of the others, for the sake of all of us, let me tell you the story. Padre was saying I should speak in Tamil also. Horatio Gates Spafford, he was an elder in the Presbyterian congregation. He had a thriving legal practice. நல்ல சம்பாதிச்சாரு. சம்பாதிச்சதெல்லாம் ரியல் எஸ்டேட்டில் போட்டார். நம்மளாம் கூட இங்கே ரெண்டு வீடு மூணு வீடு வாங்குறோம் இல்லையா? அதே மாதிரி தான் நிறைய வாங்கினார். எங்கே? ரொம்ப தூரம் இல்லை, சிக்காகோவில், 700 miles ஃப்ரம் ஹியர். ஹி ஹேட் அ ரோரிங் பிஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் தென் ட்ராஜடி ஸ்ட்ரக். அவங்க 4 வயசு குழந்தை ஸ்காலட் ஃபீவரில் இறந்துட்டுது. கொஞ்ச நாள் பொறுத்து தெர் வாஸ் அ கிரேட் சிக்காகோ ஃபயர், 1837 கிரேட் சிக்காகோ ஃபயர். யூ மைட் ஹவ் ரெட் அபவுட் இட். There he lost his entire property. All his property was burnt down. He was shattered. At that time, he said, let's go to England for a holiday, because he wanted to meet D.L. Moody. He was having a revival meeting there, so he wanted to go and be at that meeting. He booked tickets for his family. He, his wife, 4 daughters, Annie, Maggie, Bessie, and Tantana. They all wanted to go to England. Just at the last minute, Spafford couldn't go. So he sent the family on. And the kudumbam mattum poche. On the 22nd of November, 1873, another ship hit the ship and the ship sank. All his four daughters died. His wife alone was saved. She reached England and sent a message, saved alone. So immediately Spafford got into a ship and went to cross the Atlantic. When he crossed the place where the daughters were drowned, this thought came to him. He said, whatever may happen, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Horatius' song, it's a beautiful song. It was inspired by scripture. For every situation, this is the answer. For any situation, go to the scripture. So, shall we go to the scripture now, where he got his inspiration from? Shall we turn to Philippians 4:11? Philippians 4:11. For I have learned, in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. English level is strong, I learn. Tamil is nalla irukku. That's my wife's favorite verse. Yenenil? Padinga. Yes, எந்த நிலைமையில் இருந்தாலும் மனரம்யமாக இருக்க கற்றுக்கொண்டேன். That is a strong word, மனரம்யம். That is what Spafford is writing. He says, my whole being is suffused with his sufficiency. அது எப்படி தமிழில் சொல்கிறதுன்னு தெரியல. My whole being is suffused with his sufficiency. It's full. Another, the Bible reading that we had, I don't have time to go into it in detail, but it's a beautiful passage which we could really study in length, depth. Elisha the prophet gave the Shunammite woman for her hospitality the gift of a child. The child grew, and the child went with his father at harvesting time to harvest in the fields. Suddenly he had a headache. He clutched his head and fell down. Immediately the father said, take the child to its mother. The child was taken to its mother, and the mother nursed it for a long time. By afternoon, the child died. You heard it in this. What would you do if your child is dead? You would weep, gnash your teeth perhaps, arrange for a funeral? She did nothing of that sort. She did something inexplicable, something mysterious. She just took the child to Elisha's room, put it on the bed, locked the door, came down, asked her husband to send her a donkey, got onto the donkey and went 25 miles to Carmel where Elisha was living. That's not something that we would do. That's letting go. Letting go. And so when she went to Elisha, you know what happened. As she was going, her husband asked her, it is not new moon day, it is not Sabbath. Why are you going to the prophet? And he said, all is well, that's all. Then when she reached the prophet, the prophet asked her, what is wrong? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your son? Again, she says, all is well. The child is dead there. She says, all is well. That's the beauty of surrendering to God. When peace comes, what peace comes when you surrender? Give it all to God. Then God's miracle explodes. The child is restored to life. We know the rest of the story. She let go and God took over. Just let go. I've always wondered about this nameless lady. Why is she not mentioned in the list of heroes in Hebrews 11? Is she mentioned there? No? Nobody? Is she not mentioned there? Padre, is she not mentioned there? In Hebrews 11? Shunammite. Huh? Elijah was mentioned. This Shunammite woman, was she mentioned in the Hebrews 11? The list of heroes. Read with me Hebrews 11:35. Irkada?
Women received their dead.
Women received their dead. Right? Two women, the widow of Sarephath and the Shunammite woman. She is a lady of faith. And you know, when I get to heaven, I want to see this lady. What a woman of faith. It is well when a child is dead. Unimaginable faith. That is faith. What is letting go and letting God? It is dynamic faith. Shall I give you an acronym for faith? There it is. Forsaking all, I trust him. Faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. I was asked to be brief, so I've been brief. Let us pray. My faith looks up to thee, the Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. To God be the glory. Amen.